Two Words Publishing presents Endangered Virtues and the Coming Ideological War, a challenge for Americans to reclaim the historic virtues of the nation's Christian roots, by Michael Phillips, narrated by John Pruden. To my friend of many years who suggested a nonfiction book to accompany my fiction series, Tribulation Cult, which was then in process, without his encouragement and gentle goading, this book would never have been written. I thank you, my friend. A man of truth and virtue, Nick Harrison. The principles of this book explain why words that have had clear meanings for thousands of years are suddenly being redefined in the most bizarre and illogical ways, and no one objects. It is now considered principled, even virtuous, for certain groups in our society to break laws, while others are ostracized, sued, even arrested for breaking no law except political correctness, and the media does not object. Those with different culture viewpoints are held to different legal standards, depending on whether those viewpoints come from the right or the left, and few in the legal profession object. New forms of intolerance, fanaticism, cruelty, illegality, and discrimination are becoming widespread against those of a conservative worldview, and why such practices are protected and praised. And secularists do not object. Reverse racism is not condemned but is encouraged as beneficial for society, and no one objects. The slaughter of unborns is permissible, and legions of progressives cheer. Traditional Christian standards of right and wrong are excoriated as bigoted and hateful, while woke standards of hatefulness, injustice, prejudice, and favoritism are acclaimed as enlightened, and the champions of justice do not object. Judgmentalism, narrow-mindedness, hate speech, bias, and religiophobia are considered virtuous as long as they are directed against conservatives, and liberals do not object. History may judge this generation of Americans to have been a population of lemmings that lost the capacity to think judiciously, logically, and implicationally. This nation is at a cultural and moral crossroads and is rapidly approaching a point of no return. Introduction. A Crossroads of Virtue. In recent years, it is with grave concern that I have watched the rapid changes taking place in America and throughout the world. I believe, as do many, that as a people, we are...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?